Hey you guys, and welcome to the Human Psyche Podcast. Here we dive deep into research to find out more about our own psychology and behavior. Let's get started. Hi everyone, and welcome to a new episode on the Human Psyche Podcast. Today we're not looking at one specific piece of research or a psychology debate like I've done in my previous episodes. Today I wanted to explain how we learn through classical conditioning. So classical conditioning is learning through association and was discovered by Pavlov, a Russian psychologist that you might have heard of before. So how can we explain classical conditioning? In simple terms, two stimuli are linked together to produce a new learned response in a person or an animal. To understand classical conditioning better, different concepts are being used, especially when you study psychology in school. You have probably heard of these terms before. Before we get started, it might be good to know what a stimulus is. And a stimulus is, in general, something that provokes or causes an action or a response. So in the first stage of classical conditioning, the unconditioned stimulus produces an unconditioned response in an organism. Basically, this means that a stimulus in the environment has produced a behavior or response which is unlearned. So no new behavior has been learned yet. It's just a natural reaction. For example, a perfume, an unconditioned stimulus, could create a response of happiness or desire, which is your unconditioned response. So the next step involves another stimulus, which has no effect on a person and is called the natural stimulus. The natural stimulus could be a person, an object, a place, etc. The natural stimulus in classical conditioning does not produce a response until it is paired with the unconditioned stimulus. So when a natural stimulus is associated with the unconditioned stimulus, at which point it now becomes known as the conditioned stimulus. Okay, this might all sound very confusing, but looking at our example, the perfume, our unconditioned stimulus, might be associated with a specific person, which becomes our conditioned stimulus. And this person might have been a natural stimulus before, but now that it's paired with the perfume, it becomes a conditioned stimulus. Most of the time, the unconditioned stimulus must be associated with the conditioned stimulus on a number of occasions or trials for learning to take place. Now, the conditioned stimulus has been associated with the unconditioned stimulus to create a new conditioned response. Now, for our example, a person, a conditioned stimulus, who has been associated with nice perfume, or unconditioned stimulus, is now found more attractive, a conditioned response. So the psychologist John Watson that I talked about before in the Little Albert experiment proposed that the process of classical conditioning was able to explain all aspects of human psychology. Everything from speech to emotional responses was simply patterns of stimulus and response. Watson denied completely the existence of the mind of consciousness. He believed that all individual differences in behavior were due to different experiences of learning. Of course, this is a very behavioristic perspective in psychology, but definitely still used in today's society. There are many different ways of learning, which classical conditioning is one of, and I might also get into operant conditioning one day. But this was all for today's podcast, and I hope you enjoyed. I'll talk to you next time. Bye, guys.